broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Okay. All right, let's go. Quick here. Hour number three, Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. He is out in Las Vegas, stationed his home, and he's here for all the questions. Hey, Brad, this occurred last hour, and I want you to get into it for us. Somebody called, Peabody called in, and he wants conference tie-ins for the playoffs. I'm totally against it. I've said that for years, actually, here. My question to you is, Minnesota and Alabama play Council Bluffs today. What would the spread be?
Alabama by 14.
Yeah.
On a neutral field. Yep.
And I looked at your power rankings. That's the way you've got it power ranked. But you think that would be the number, according to that?
Yeah, at least that. And that's with Tua less than 100%. If Tua is 100%, it's probably closer to 16.
Because he was talking about, what would the rankings look like right now? And this is a valid point to an extent, even though I think the rankings would pretty much look the same. But if we took away the brand name, Alabama's at 5, Ohio State's at, 2, LSU's 1, Clemson 3, however they got them, Georgia 4. If you just eliminated brand and all you had was a body of work and you did not know which team was associated with the body of work, how would the rankings look different, or would they?
And you're just talking, you know, like a power rating?
Yeah, again, if you didn't have Alabama next to the data, you didn't have Ohio State next to the data, it was just data, and you ranked it that way, and you did not know which team was affiliated with the data.
Yeah, I would have Ohio State 1, probably Clemson 2, LSU 3, Bama 4. That's pretty much how I do my power rankings. I don't care what team it is. I mean, if a team is destroying other teams, I mean, you got to factor it into your power rankings, however the performance is, and dive into the box scores, whether or not that was misleading or whatnot. So, I mean, that's, you know, not entirely what my power rankings are all about, because there is still some, you know, past components to it. Whether it be past recruiting rankings, past performances, certainly there's that into it. But, as we get to this point in the season, the middle of November, it's basically what have you done this year and how have you performed, regardless of whether you're Ohio State or Ohio.
We have a call. Charlie was telling me about Black has dialed us up here. Black, welcome to these airwaves. You've been on here many times before, and talk to Brad.
Mr. Powers, how you doing today? Hello to my northeastern Ohio brethren, man. How you doing today, brother?
Doing well. How about yourself on this fine Friday?
I'm okay, man. I always call in and try to disabuse the Bill King audience of foolishness that they hear on ESPN. And just, you know, a lot of times these people will come up with these foolish rankings and foolish trajectories of how things are going to go. And I tell them it don't work like that. So right now I'm going to go ahead and do it like this, man. Right now, you're Vegas, I'm me. I'm telling you right now, based on what I've seen, when we play Penn State in 2 weeks, I'm giving you 4 points. I'm giving Ohio State by 14 points. Do you take that bet?
No, I mean, that's I would lay that bet with the Buckeyes. I mean, Ohio State's going to be more than a 14-point home favorite.
Okay, let me give you another one. If we, when we play the Wolverines, at the Wolverines, I'll give you, I gave you 14. And I'm, listen, man, you know more than me. I'm just telling you right now, I'm letting them hang out. I'm giving you 16 points. You take that?
That one I would take. I'd take Michigan plus 16 at home.
Gentlemen's bet. Gentlemen's bet.
Gentlemen's bet. No, there you go. We got one.
No. Okay, gentlemen's bet on that. If we play, who you pick that name out of the West right now. Nameless, faceless person. I'm gonna give you 14 on that too.
Cool. Yeah, I would lay the 14. Let's say you know the best team in my power rings right now would be Wisconsin, and that's gonna be more than 14. But I guess Minnesota would have the best chance to get into that Big Ten championship game, and I got that one. You know, like 18 or 19. So I'm with you on that one.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this, man. I went back and looked at it. The closest score that Ohio State has had this year has been blowing somebody out. We had 2 points by 24. 2 points. One was Florida Atlantic University. The other one was Michigan State. And we could have gone harder than that. So 24 points. I've never seen a person dominate a conference play like this. And I guess my point, Brad, is to say that this, I don't see it changing. Like, none of the games that I've laid it on you, I don't see anybody beating Ohio State. So at this point, you're from Ohio, and I think you have a better relationship with what Ohio State and the teams in the Big Ten have done over the past 20 or 30 years. Have you, if things hold as they look like they should, have you seen anything like this? Because, like, as I said, we've had two games, the closest one that were 24 points. And that was the closest score that we've had. We're averaging 50-something points right now. So, did you understand my question, Brad? Like, have you seen dominance like this in the Big Ten before?
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. If it continues, I mean, forget the Big Ten. I mean, Ohio State's on a trajectory of being the best college football team I've ever seen. And if that sounds outlandish, right now in Jeff Sagarin's power ratings, I mean, he was one of the major computer power ratings, part of the BCS. He's never had a team power rated higher than Ohio State right now. Even not 2001 Miami, not 2005 Texas or 2005 SC or some of these great Alabama teams. No one's ever been power rated higher than right now that he has Ohio State.
Thank you, Brad. And in closing, I just want to tell everyone on the Bill King Radio Bill King Radio audience that all I've been trying to tell you all for the longest is who God is, and you're meeting him now. Have a good day, people.
Okay. All right. Now, Brad, a team got left out there. And I'm going to use Alabama here, but I'm not referring to Alabama. Alabama was on a trajectory last year. They were beating everybody by 35, 38 points on average. And we were going back and we were comparing that to 95 Nebraska. 95 Nebraska really never played a competitive game. And they averaged winning by 38.6 points somewhere in there. What about 95 Nebraska? They would have to be power rated pretty high, I would think.
Yeah. The problem is Sagarin's ratings only go back to 98. Since
that's
the first
right.
year of the BCS. At
that's
least publicly
right.
available. And
that's
that
right.
would be, you're right, that would be the other team.
That team, I mean, destroyed everything in their wake. The closest game's a 14-point game that year.
Yep, and Florida was pretty good in 95, and they made a mockery.
Right.
of them in that national title game. So there's no question Nebraska, the 95 team, would be there. I just don't have – I wish I had like a Sagarin rating to compare it to, but, yeah, they would be in the conversation.
Couple things before the break. Josh reminds me, and he brought this up earlier, what kind of odds could you get out there that Rutgers does not score a point in the Buckeye game Saturday?
I think this is more New Jersey has more props available
right.
like that. I haven't seen anything here, and I really don't go through the props until Friday afternoon and Saturday right. when a lot of those more exotic bets come out here in the marketplace. But, I mean, the odds, the total, well, let me put it for you this way. I mean, when the line first opened up on Sunday, Ohio State was a 50.5-point favorite, and the total was 55. I've never seen anything like that in college football before. Now, the total's climbed up here at several points from where it was in that game, or where it was on Sunday by a lot of points, by about 6 points. But, I mean, the over-under on Rutgers point total is going to be right around in that 6-7 range. So if you're telling me zero, I'm sure you could get, 2-1 or a little bit more than that.
Joe Burrow right now, what is he overwhelmingly the odds-on favorite for the Heisman?
Yeah, last I saw, well over minus 1,000. That's where it was early in the week, but looks like some people got a hold of that and ran with it. And I saw minus 1,500. So what does minus 1,500 mean? It means you bet $15 to win a dollar. Keep in mind, last year, this week, at this exact time, Tua Tagovailoa is minus 1,000 at this time and didn't win the Heisman. So just keep that in the back of your head. But with that being said, I mean, I don't see how he doesn't win it. I mean, it would take that. They're going to have to lose one of these games down the stretch, and keep in mind they're going to be a significant favorite in these last three games.
We'll get to some specific games, obviously, here coming up. Chubby on Twitter. Brad, are there any teams that we should be fading due to having nothing to play for? He says, for example, being eliminated from conference or division title, bowl game, lame duck head coach, etc.
Yeah, it's certainly, I mean, this is the time of year where that starts to be the case, and I think even more so now in the last couple of years with the fact that you can go with a youth movement. I mean, you can start playing a bunch of freshmen and guys that you didn't want to play, but because of the four-game rule that you can still redshirt and preserve a year of eligibility, that's something you certainly have to look into, and I got to be perfectly frank, I don't think the market properly accounts for it. You know, do I have a specific example off the top of my head for this week? No. But, I mean, this is probably the week it's going to tell you if there's some give up on some teams. Certainly the Massachusetts, the Akrons of the world have been pitiful all season long. But this week, and keep in mind you got two more games here down the stretch, I think this week will be a telltale of what teams are kind of waving the white flag in the rest of the season.
Alabama coming off that loss at home, going to Mississippi State. All kinds of speculation that they're going to rest Tua, and I don't know that to be a fact, but you're hearing this. Rest him, they're going to play Mac Jones because they really don't need Tua to beat Mississippi State. Last time I looked, that spread was around 18, so sharpen up that number for me. I'm sure there's a better number. And what do you think about that matchup?
Yeah, it's about 18 and a half. It got down to 17 and a half when that news broke that Tua is going to be a game time decision. I'm on the under, and I like the under quite a bit here. That's Bob Steakhouse material for me. And number one, you look at series history; it's been under in the
right.
Series history of it. I think it's like 10-1-1 to the under the last 12 games. On top of that, you look at what Nick Saban does after a loss. It's pretty much back to basics for him, and back to basics is running the football and playing defense. And in his last 16 games off a loss, the under is 12-4 and covering by about 10 points per game. So to me, I would love it if it's Mac Jones. I think they go conservative, they run the ball. Obviously, the focus would be on defense and practices this week after giving up 46 a week ago. I like the under quite a bit, and you can get it about 61 right now, under 61. That's my favorite total of the week.
We will get to specifics, games, et cetera, more of that as we continue on Twitter at Billis King. Use the hashtag AskBP with the Southern Steak and Oyster right by our favorite, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still limp of the lockdown. 65 southbound here trying to get past Trinity Lane. That wreck is over to the right-hand side. A wreck on Briley Parkway between Dickinson Pike and Ellington Parkway and Hillsboro Pike at Lombardi. That's an accident involving some injuries there in Midtown. Smashville Moving Company, Middle Tennessee's new moving company. Check them out. Get to know them at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, freshness and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches. Plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Right now at the Home Depot, 'tis better to give and receive. Buy a Ryobi One Plus battery kit for just $149 and receive a select Ryobi One Plus tool free. Your choice from cordless drills to saws, even a radio. That'll make one powerful gift come Christmas morning. Actually, two powerful gifts. Buy a battery kit, get a tool for free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th. Items must be scanned at checkout to apply while supplies last.
This is Johnny Ballpark Franks inviting you to join me every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon for the Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show. I'll have college football insights from the SEC to the Top 25, interviews, scoreboard updates, and more. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Penn Station East Coast Subs, real estate agent Richard Courtney, Enns Bank, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, Casa of Nashville, and Klein Press and Law Group. Every Saturday morning at 10 on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast: sunny for this morning. Your high this afternoon, 47. Cloudy overnight with a low of 28, and sunny with a high of 53 for Saturday. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 56. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Brad's with us out of Vegas, BradPowerSports.com. I'm going to go right to it, Brad. Oldest rivalry in the South, Auburn, Georgia. Is this a dangerous spot for the Dogs?
Yeah, I think so. And right now, Georgia's a three-point road favorite in this game. So that's saying that, you know, Georgia on a neutral is, you know, 6-7 points better than Auburn. And I think that's a little steep. And I get it. Georgia had that very impressive game against Florida a couple weeks ago. But I just think the spot's good for Auburn, obviously off a bye. To me, off a misleading win against Ole Miss, where they only won by 6. And I was on Ole Miss in that game. But, I mean, Auburn settled for 5 field goals and missed 3 of them. So that's a little misleading there. I mean, Georgia offensively, I mean, the last 4 games they've only averaged 22 points per game, and now they're going to face the best defense they've seen all year in Auburn. And I know the Georgia defense has looked really good here as of late, and really all season long, but, I mean, 2 of their last 3 opponents, I mean, they played backup quarterbacks in Kentucky and Missouri, and that's 2 of their shutouts. So, for me, I do think it's a very dangerous game. I think Auburn wins the game outright. So, Auburn, for me, one of my top plays of the week, Bob Steakhouse, Auburn +3.
Rob in the 210 says, ask Brad about some totals. He says Cincinnati at South Florida and also the UL Monroe at Georgia Southern games have been bet down. Is there any value on the over at the current number?
I got to look at weather and see if there's any wind or anything. I mean, certainly a 47, Cincinnati, South Florida would be a lean on the over for me in that game. And the other one was the ULM Georgia Southern game.
Yes.
Yeah, 50. Again, I'll have to check weather. I mean, that's usually what I do on Fridays because, I mean, look, I mean, when it comes to handicapping, you know, you want to be 55% in the long run. And weather forecasters, usually, I mean, you would hope that they can be 55%. And as you get, you know, close to a game day, you can get more accurate predictions. But as long as the weather holds out on that one, over 57 would certainly be the play on that one as well.
Nathan on Twitter says, morning, guys. Ask Brad about the over-under in the Hawaii-UNLV game. 74, he says, seems high, but he feels like it might be a trap.
It does seem high, and, you know, looking early in the week at the forecast here locally, because it's played only about, you know, the 5 miles from where I live, there was supposed to be some wind, and keep in mind it's more of a daytime start, and there's more wind here during the day than there at night. But the wind forecast is lightened up a little bit for that game tomorrow. I think only about 10-mile-an-hour wind for the Hawaii-UNLV game. Yeah, 73.5 seems like a lot, but, I mean, to be perfectly frank, I'm not going to step too much into it because, I mean, you look at Hawaii here recently, and they've been just an over machine. I mean, they won a game last week against San Jose State where San Jose State scored on every single possession that they had, and yet San Jose State lost the game. So that one flew over the total. And, you know, UNLV doesn't have nearly the type of offense that San Jose State or Fresno State has, but, I mean, they've been better at least in the passing game here recently. So lean for me would be under, but nothing too significant.
Hawkeye Jason says, Bama now at 7-1 odds to win a natty. Clemson is 3-1. He says, is this a Bob's Steak and Chop House to have these two tickets in your pocket?
No, I've not. I think Ohio State's the best team in the country. So, I mean, I know it's complicated, but I mean, if you know, Clemson or Alabama play Ohio State to be an underdog, so that game in itself is going to get plus money. Does Alabama even make the playoff? You got to ask yourself that. I mean, that otherwise, I mean, you're just throwing away money in that regard. Clemson would probably be my preferred choice there at 3-1 if you're looking to get money down. But again, I think Clemson would be a dog against Ohio State, and I think a lot of people would have Clemson a dog to LSU. But it really, in my power ranks, I think people find this surprising. I do have Clemson power rated better than LSU at this point.
Well, I've been asking you this every week. I'll ask you again. And it used to be Alabama would be favored over everybody, right, about a month ago. Right now, Buckeyes would be favored over everybody, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Who'd be the closest in spread terms to the Buckeyes in a game?
Yeah, and I think it's going to be surprising. Clemson, for me, I don't only have Ohio State about a one-point favorite. I think people are down on Clemson because they haven't played anybody. I mean, think about this. I mean, Clemson is two field goals away. They came up short by about a field goal in each game. They're two field goals away from being 9-1 against the spread. The defending national champ, the team theoretically that's going to be the most expensive, the team you're paying the biggest premium on with all these huge spreads, two field goals away from being 9-1 against the number. But all anybody wants to talk about is that one loss, that, or against the spread, obviously, near upset, outright loss to North Carolina.
Josh in London wants to know about Navy versus the Fighting Irish.
I mean, this line to me is, you know, one of the probably biggest surprising lines I've seen all year. I mean, Notre Dame is only a 7-point favorite at home to Navy. I mean, to put it in perspective, 2 weeks ago, I mean, Notre Dame was laying 17.5 to Virginia Tech at home. On a neutral, Navy's laying 10.5 to Virginia Tech. That doesn't sound right. I mean, last week, Notre Dame's an 8-point road favorite at Duke. So if you flip the home away, Notre Dame's laying about 2 touchdowns at home to Duke. I mean, Navy's going to be laying a touchdown to Duke. That just doesn't seem right to me. I mean, Navy was at Memphis earlier this season. They're catching double digits. I mean, is Memphis better than Notre Dame? I'm sure. I don't think so. I mean, from a pure power ratings aspect, I mean, this is probably my strongest play of the entire season. But you got to respect the market. I mean, some huge, significant money's on Navy here with the line dropping several points. I get it, first non-sellout since 73 for the Irish. So maybe there's, you know, a little disappointment in the crowd there or a lack of home field advantage. Navy's been good in South Bend. Last 14 times they went there, they're 12-2 against the spread. But I got to play my numbers here. I'm on Notre Dame. I've already bet Notre Dame this week at a worse number than what it is now. I still like Notre Dame -7.
Now, I understand a defensive end isn't the quarterback, but Julian Okwara is out for good for them. And That's a significant defensive end defending that triple option. Now, Notre Dame's defense has been pretty solid. That's been the more consistent side of the ball for them, other than the Michigan game. But is there any concern there?
I mean, certainly. He's worth probably a point or so.
Yeah.
I don't know if he affects, you know, in this particular game because he's more of a pass rush guy.
Right.
And I would say one position that Notre Dame's really deep in, it's that defensive end. Now, I mean, obviously they already lost one guy earlier this year, but they still had a lot of young guys come up. Yeah, again, I don't understand. Not enough to move the line. I mean, this line was 10 earlier in the week, and it's down to 7. Okara's not worth 3 points the line, Bill.
Soul Street Coffee. Checking in this morning. He presents the Alabama segment with Kevin Hagan every Wednesday. SoulStreetCoffee.com says, morning, guys. Minnesota is going to Iowa. Minneapolis is getting 3. NFL offensive line, a couple of pros at receiver. Does Minnesota not only cover but win outright?
I'm on Iowa. Obviously they exceeded expectations last week, but again, and give Minnesota credit in the close games, they found a way to win them this year. I mean, I guess you can say team of destiny or whatever you want to use as far as terminology there, but they're 5-0 in games decided by 7 points or less. Iowa's 1-3 in games decided by 7 points or less. The line here says it's going to be close, but to me, I think there's a luck factor in those games when they're close and it comes down to one play. And to me, that presents value on Iowa. Iowa's played the much tougher schedule. P.J. Fleck, I think he's a really good coach, and I think he's proven it this year. But how do the Minnesota players handle success? Because, I mean, that was a, you know, once-in-a-50-year type of win for that program last week. I'm on Iowa here, -3.
Brad, bottom of the hour break, tell everybody how they can get your information.
BradPowerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, you can download past issues of the newsletter. And here's what's in the newsletter that we talk about each week. Game write-ups on every single college game. Game write-ups on every single NFL game. Power ratings, trends of the week, you name it, it's all in there. And obviously, picks are what's most important. Picks in college, I'm not going to beat around the bush here. Picks in college have been bad this year. Picks in the NFL have been good, 60% so far, so that's really good. But add it all up, it's about 50%. It's been a losing season so far, but I always tell anybody, win or lose, last season was like a 60-plus percent season. Whether it's 50, 55, 60, don't buy it for the picks, buy it for the information. And if you do want to buy it, or at least check it out, go to BradPowerSports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Coming back with more games we got to get to. He's out there in Vegas, Brad Powers. We are in the 615 at the Southern Steak and Oyster. We do that the third Friday of every month, right next to our good friends at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. They still have this car over to the side here. About to wrap it up on 65 southbound, south of Trinity Lane. Still heavy trying to get down through this area. 1400 block at Dickerson Pike. There's just been a crash there. Moving that earlier wreck at Jefferson Street at Cowan. It's still heavy now coming in on 40 westbound there, coming past the airport. If you're in a bind needing cash, Choice Cash has a new way of borrowing up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash now at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to. Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you will certainly send any text about your supervisor to your supervisor.
What's with Janet's fangs? Did she lose a bet with a weed whacker? LOL. And sent. Wait, no.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Janet, I think my phone was hacked or something.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on his feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TUA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home of the Ensworth Tigers is right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Okay.
Yeah, the look on the cake, it ain't always the taste. My ex-girl, she had some.
So the chicken oyster on a Friday. Brad's out there in Vegas, BradPowerSports.com. Got another call for you, Brad. The Cosby Cattleman. Have at it, sir.
What's going on, Brad? From the Double C Ranch to Sin City. Don't usually give you a call, but got a little info I'm needing this week.
All right. Fire away. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, first off, I've got a question about Vegas. I haven't been to SLS yet. I know about Westgate Sportsbook, but how's that sportsbook out there to SLS?
You know, I don't go there too much. I mean, the last I was in there was still a William Hill book, and you know, pretty basic there. There was a restaurant attached to it, an average sports book. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a guy that can, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's, you know, run of the mill. Nothing greatly positive, nothing greatly negative about it.
My favorite casinos off-strip are Green Valley Ranch and Red Rock. Is there anything in a new hot off-strip casino I need to know about?
No, those are the two that you're certainly on top of it there. Anything that's off the strip, those are absolutely the two go-to places.
All right, my two games. Looking a little West Coast here, my guy Clay Helton's about ready to get fired. They can't stand him. 6.5 points at Cal. What do you see there? And one more question.
Yeah, I would lean with the Cal side here. I mean, you know, SC looked okay last week, but keep in mind they played a backup quarterback that was the late scratch. Jaden Daniels for Arizona State was a late scratch, and Arizona State almost came back in that game. Cal got some momentum last week. Monster came back from quarterback. He's a second string guy. Keep in mind Cal had to use a third string quarterback against Utah. Yeah, I think the number's a little pricey on the SC side, especially against a good California defense. I'm on the Bears.
And last question, Brad. DTR is playing for UCLA, it looks like. That's a crazy number, 21.5. Looks like Chip Kelly's starting to kick in out there. You like the Bruins plus the 21.5. And, Bill, have a great weekend. Have a nickel for me. See you.
Okay.
Yeah, I would certainly take the hook there, the hook being that critical half point or around a key number of 21. So 21.5, I certainly would lean with the Bruins. Although, I mean, it's tough fading. I mean, I faded Utah a couple weeks ago in the Washington game. That didn't work out so well for me. And Utah, I mean, has covered, you know, 5 straight games. They're one of the hottest teams in the country against the spread so far, or at least here since the month of October. Tough. I mean, UCLA's playing better. But, 21.5 is a lot of points. I'd take the Bruins.
Freeman on Twitter says, ask Brad about Oregon minus 27. He says Arizona is bad, and they have lost 2 out of the last 4 games by 20-plus points.
Yeah, I mean, they are bad, but, I mean, isn't that price? And that's the reason why the line's 27. to me, I would lean Arizona, and here's why. I mean, I think the back door could be open for them, and by that, you know, a late touchdown can get you that late cover on the Wildcats. They do move the football offensively. I mean, they're number 12 in the country, Arizona, averaging nearly 500 yards per game. And I'll say this, Oregon's defense looked really good there in that late September through, you know, October stretch for them where they gave up like 25 points combined in five games. Last three games, they've been exposed a little bit here, and I think they're capable of giving up a late score or two that gives Arizona the cover, just to lean on the Wildcats.
Big one we haven't touched on yet, and that would be the Baylor-Oklahoma game.
Yeah, I mean, some money, and I would consider this to be sharp money because the public likes the dog here and this week, the dog being obviously Baylor. Oklahoma is now a 10.5-point road favorite, 10.5 on the road. I lean with the dog, though. I'd agree with the public here. And just a lean for me because, to be perfectly frank, I want to play against both teams. I think Oklahoma, especially on defense, has shown a lot of weakness here as of late. And Baylor's one of those teams that's been just extremely fortunate this year. They've won four games by 6 points or less, including a double overtime game, a three-overtime game last week. So, I mean, going forward, I kind of want to play against both teams. But if I got to go with one side here, I'll take the extra half point and take Baylor here plus 10.5.
Clemson minus, and again, this might not be totally accurate. I've got minus 34.5 in that Wake game. Is that too many?
Yeah, it seems like it. But, I mean, obviously a big injury for Wake Forest this week with Surratt being out for the year, one of the best wide receivers in the country that nobody's ever heard of. And, man, I'll tell you, Bill, last 17 games, Clemson against ACC opponents, 15-2 against the spread. 15-2 against the spread. They're not afraid to run it up. But, man, that 34.5 is a big number. I'm going to wait, though, and see. If I can catch 35, I'd certainly be on Wake.
Good friend here on Twitter, John Gaka, I believe this is one of his clients, he says, Brad, check out the M Resort Spa Casino in Vegas. Have you been there?
Yeah, it's, on the very south end of the Strip. I mean, right when, if you're coming from L.A., it's the first place that you pretty much see. It's even south of the South Point. I like it there. It's just, you know, if we're just talking sports books, it's not one of my favorite sports books, but, yeah, it's certainly not a bad place there.
Now, let's get into this. I don't know if I've ever asked you this question. You're out there for a purpose. It's what you do for a living.
Yep.
But you don't like people who travel to town, to Vegas, they're going to go to the sports books, they're going to stay there, they're going to stay in the casino, they're going to bet, they're going to not sleep, all the things they want to do. You only go to those to get your bets in, and if you can get your bets in on an app, you don't even go, right?
Exactly. Hit the nail on the head. I mean, with the apps becoming more and more prominent now,
right,
and that's even changed in the last three, four years since I've been here, I don't go to places. I guess I'm kind of boring because I don't go to these sports books hardly at all, other than there's one by me that I go to from time to time just because I like having tickets in my hands. But, I don't go to sit there in the sports book and drink Bud Lights all day long. Can't afford to.
So literally, I mean, geographically you're located there for a purpose, but you're not hanging out in those places unless you have to go up there to get the bet.
Absolutely. That's the case. In fact, I have never spent just a regular college Saturday or an NFL Sunday sitting in the sports book all day. Can you believe that? I've never done it.
Well, but the guys who are not the travelers but are there professionally like you probably do the same thing you do. They don't hang out there
either.
Yeah,
no one. And here's a quick warning. And, again, I'll say this. I haven't been a winning guy this year. So, I mean, you take that, for what it's worth. Had a good season last year, not so much this year. But I'll say this. If you're, looking to follow somebody in the future, if you see them post, and they're hanging out at sportsbooks all weekends, with a drink in their hand and they're selling picks or whatever, be very careful because I'm telling you, maybe 1% of people in our industry are doing that, and they're not longtime winners.
Those are the ones funding all the facilities, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
What about the Virginia Tech-Georgia Tech game?
Yeah, I want to lay it, but with Virginia Tech, it seems a little square, though, because if you look at public betting percentages, one of the most popular picks of the week is Virginia Tech this week. So that scares me. It's 80-plus percent. It just seems a little too obvious. But Virginia Tech has been playing very well. I mean, obviously they won four of their last five games, and the one loss was by a point to ND, a game they could have easily won. Georgia Tech's been more competitive as of late. I mean, last week they only fell at Virginia by five. I got my power rating right near the number. Pure power rating game's like five, so I really don't have a bet on this one. It's almost a complete pass for me.
West Coast Sooner brings up one. I'm glad he reminded me. Iowa State, Texas. He says, what's the play there?
Well, this is, you know, I'm playing on just a brand of a team, and maybe I'm going to come up short here, but let me specify what brand is. And these two teams have met 15 times since 1980, 15 times. Iowa State has never been favored over Texas, never. They've never been a favorite, and yet they're laying seven here. So in order for that to be true and to be the right line, Iowa State's got to be historically good, at least compared to what they've been in the last 40 years. Maybe not. I mean, record-wise, they're not, but statistically, this is a really good Iowa State team. So I'm not sure that's a definitive yes, that this is the best Iowa State team in 40 years. On the other side, I know it's not the worst Texas team in the last 40 years. I think I'm a four- or five-star recruit on Texas's roster. I'm disrespected that I'm catching a touchdown to Iowa State. On top of it, Texas has owned Iowa State. I mean, Matt Campbell's covered against everybody in the Big 12, 69% against the spread against Big 12 opponents. But against Texas, Matt Campbell's 0-3, and he's come up by about a touchdown short of the spread per game. I'm on Texas, Hook'em Horns, Bob Steakhouse, plus seven.
This has been a unique week. I've made people mad in various directions about various things. I was on a show in Arkansas, Brad. And yep. I do the show every Wednesday. And I said, look, the Arkansas brand isn't popular anymore. You're in a state of about 3 million people. You do not have an indigenous recruiting ground. You can't go like in the Southwest Conference days and go into Texas and say we're Arkansas. Yep. You haven't been able to have an SEC pin on your lapel and sell that. And you just ran a coach off after 22 months or 22 games. It's not a. Now, I'm not saying somebody somewhere sometime can't go in there and revitalize everything like Bob Petrino did. It's just not a very popular brand. The other thing, Brad, is you're sitting right there in the SEC West. Who's going to give up their Who's going to give up their spot for you? So give me your thoughts on that job.
Well, I'm right there with you, Bill. And I mean, I think you're one of the best in the country at that. You know, describing, I couldn't have described it better. I mean, that's the thing that people don't get. I mean, everybody wants to win, but I mean, there is a winner and a loser in every game. Somebody's got to lose, and you're exactly right. Who's going to trend down in the West? Because, I mean, maybe the Mississippi schools in Arkansas. I mean, but that's, you know, kind of been historically the case. I mean, none of the top four teams are giving up their spot. I mean, certainly not Alabama unless Saban leaves and you know, goes away. But in that case, I think LSU would take the reins and be that team, the flagship team, if that's going to be the case. I mean, Auburn's going to be right there. They're going to be Auburn. They're going to be better historically than in Arkansas, at least the last 20 years that's been the case. And A&M certainly put the money to be a contender and a player in that division, more so than Arkansas will ever be as far as a monetary aspect there. So, again, the best I could see you being on a year-in and year-out basis right now is fifth. And obviously right now they're sitting there at seventh in the West.
Have you seen a worse Arkansas team in your life?
No, and I was relatively optimistic about them this year. And by optimistic, I didn't say I think they were going to a bowl, but I thought they win four or five games. But, I mean, when you're getting crushed, and even going back to last year, I mean, you're getting crushed by the likes of, you know, North Texas, Western Kentucky. You lose to San Jose State. I mean, it's about as bad as it gets. I mean, there's probably, you know, 20, 25 group of five teams that are better in Arkansas at this point.
Here's what we'll do. One more break and then a brief last segment with Brad, and we'll let him into his Vegas weekend. We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster, third Friday of every month. We're here right by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. They still have this car over to the side here. About to wrap it up on 65 southbound, south of Trinity Lane. Still heavy trying to get down through this area. 1400 block at Dickerson Pike. There's just been a crash there. Moving that earlier wreck at Jefferson Street at Cowan. It's still heavy now coming in on 40 westbound there, coming past the airport. If you're in a bind needing cash, Choice Cash has a new way of borrowing up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash now at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
You know when you gotta be somewhere, it's like really urgent? You don't wanna do it over the phone. Some things just can't be said with an LOL or an OMG. Some things just need to be done IRL. So you get in your Nissan Altima and drive. Feel the VC turbo engine instantly react to give you more power and efficiency so you can get where you need to go.
Hey, Eric. What are you doing here?
Like.
Huh?
Your social post. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. You know, there's a button for that, right?
I do.
The Nissan Altima, now offering the most tech-advanced engine in its class. This is tech that helps you be there. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Auto Pacific segmentation. 2020 Altima Platinum versus latest in-market competitors in the premium midsize class. Available feature. World's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan Motor Company Limited in 2018.
I'm Eric O'Prun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Hello, I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
And I'm Craig Light.
And I'm Greg Pogue, and we're inviting you to join us every Saturday morning at 8 for the 8th season of Prep Football Talk right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
That's right. Every Saturday morning, we'll get you caught on the action from the previous Friday night game.
And interview one of the top football prospects in the Mid-State and their head coach.
Plus, we'll take a trip down memory lane with our Prep Football Legend of the Week.
Prep Football Talk is brought to you by Freeman Webb, Nissan of Cool Springs, U.S. Army, Sam's Place and Sports Grills, Long's Insurance, and Speedway Motors.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Sunny for this morning. Your high this afternoon, 47. Cloudy overnight with a low of 28 and sunny with a high of 53 for Saturday. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 56. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanica every morning.
Couple more for Brad, and we'll let him out of here. Florida and Missouri, and Missouri beginning with a Vanderbilt loss, pretty much falling into the abyss here, huh?
Yeah, no question about it. I guess their one saving grace is they've been a much different team at home. At home, Missouri's 5-0 straight up and 4-1 against the spread. They cover their home games by 10 points per game. On the road, they're 0-4 straight up, 0-4 against the spread. They fail to cover their road games by 22 points per game. That's the biggest home-away splits I've seen out of any team in the country this year. Kelly Bryant, you know, looks like he's going to be back for them. If I'm getting a full seven here, I would just have a lean on Missouri here, but nothing major. We're talking pizza money, $20 type of bet.
Every week we try and identify a buzzkill game, and what that obviously means is a game that would probably have been highly anticipated, but for circumstances that are current, it's not. That'd be Wisconsin-Nebraska. Back in the summer, we thought this probably would be a thing, right?
Yeah, probably, you know, a good chance that it might decide the West Division out of the Big Ten. And certainly, you know, Wisconsin's lived up to their, you know, billing on that. I know they got a couple losses, but they're still most likely going to pass their season win total on the season, Wisconsin. It's Nebraska, I mean, who's sitting at 1-8. 1-8 against the spread this year. They're failing to cover by 8 points per game. They are off a bye. Martinez theoretically should be healthier for them at quarterback. Wisconsin's been much better at home than on the road this season. At 14, I would just have a very slight lean on Nebraska.
Tell everybody one more time how they can get your information.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, you can download all past issues of the newsletter. And if you're interested in signing up for the newsletter, it covers you not only on the college side but the pro side. Each and every week you get a game write-up on every single college and NFL game. Gets emailed to you weekly, and you get it through the Super Bowl, and it's $49 for the rest of the season. Go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Brad, we'll see you next week.
All right, take care.
There he is, Brad Powers. Covered it pretty well there. Always a pleasure to have him on Fridays. If we left anything out, my apologies. I didn't mean to. If I ignored your tweet, I didn't mean to. Major moves, Bill. Arkansas looks like a Rich Rod stop to me. Are they looking at Rich Rod, you think? People keep asking me, Bill, what's the deal with Arkansas as far as the coaching search? I'm not really sure what they're thinking. Now, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. I'm just saying I'm not sure what they're thinking. Oh, I left Jeff out. Jeff in Chicago wanted to know about the Penn State-IU game. Yeah, I skipped out of that. Sorry about that, Jeff. I should have looked down one more tweet, and I could have gotten there. I don't know what Arkansas is doing. I do know if you're struggling right now offensively and you're open-minded, I would contact Chad Morris. I don't know if he's interested, if he wants to sit out a year and chill. I mean, he's got so much money coming his way, he doesn't need to work. But most coaches now, coaches coach. Yeah, they pile up a lot of money, but they don't pile the money up so they can go lay in a hammock. Most of these guys want to be busy. They want to coach. They don't want to, okay, I've made so much money, I'm just going to do nothing. Nothing is great. I'm not going to be creative. I'm just going to sit here and vegetate. Most coaches don't want to do that. They want to be mentally, physically stimulated. They want to get up in the morning, have goals, be creative. And they also, the other thing that coaches love is just the whole team concept, camaraderie, that day-to-day relationship building, being part of a team, being goal-oriented, the ups and the downs, the emotions. Most coaches are addicted to that. They love that. Karen said, Bill Leach to Arkansas, you heard it here. I have mentioned, I don't know that I agree that's a good idea. Everybody, now that's a common theory. Either or whether it's something they're planning on doing or not, a lot of people theorize Leach would be perfect. I don't necessarily agree. I think you put Leach in a division like that. And some Leach teams play D, and then some of them just score a bunch of points, don't play any D. Okay? Depends on what year you're talking about. I don't necessarily agree that that would be a good way to go. And I'm a Mike Leach aficionado. I am a Mike Leach supporter. I've seen that opinion a lot of places now. It's a popular opinion. I don't know. Now, I'm not completely dismissing it. I'm just saying I'm playing mental volleyball with that one. Just saying. West Coast Sooner, Bill, they need to get Kiff in pig country. Or escort man fake Bible thumper Hugh Freeze, he says. I'm just saying. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, I'm also going to vote Republican now that you skipped my question. So that's two people I've made so mad they went Republican. That's two people I've done that to. Josh in London. Bill, Mark Mangino to Arkansas. That's not bad. Yeah, that's... Let's bring back Man. Now, you got to remember, he's a mean guy now. Is it okay to have a meanie with today's millennials? Is it okay to be a meanie? I don't know, man. Everybody's real sensitive. You got snowflake parents. You got kids who are real sensitive. You can't discipline. Got to explain everything to them, huh? Hey, good stuff. Good stuff this morning. Crazy Charlie on Twitter, at Crazy Charlie 615, at Bill is King. Got a busy day, man. My daughter plays a basketball game. They're on the road down in Georgia, I believe. And playoff game. My son's got a playoff game in Wilco tonight. So I've got some negotiating to do this afternoon. I got to figure out how it can be various places. I'm not going down to Georgia. No. I'm not leaving the Wilco proper area, but got to figure out how to watch all these games. And also, Rob has sent me this week's parlay. I'll get that out to you. It might not be until early afternoon. I got a lot. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, if you only knew, I got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff happening here. At CrazyCharlie615, at Bill is King. Email me if you like that one guy and said he hated me and he's leaving the show because I made him a Republican, then email me. I'll get that on the air, too. BillisKing7@gmail.com. Lajpa.